Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First this morning, the Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Harris is set to bring proposals to Cabinet next month that would amend the triple lock. Now, under the measure, the Dáil, the government and the United Nations must approve the deployment of 12 or more Irish troops overseas. The government is seeking to remove a veto held by permanent members on the UN Security Council, which prevents overseas deployments. Well, joining me now for more on this is Sinead Gibney, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Rathdown, and Malcolm Byrne, who's Fianna Fáil TD for Wicklow Wexford. And good morning to you both. Sinead, I'll start with you on this. I mean, in your opinion, would scrapping the triple lock threaten our neutrality? Is that what it comes down to for you?
Yeah, it is that simple. It's fundamental. Our neutrality and the triple lock are intricately integrated. I mean, the triple lock came about, if people recall, as a result of the Lisbon treaties and the concern of the Irish population that being cementing our EU membership that bit further would ultimately threaten our neutrality. And so the triple lock was devised as a way to protect that multilateralism which it now holds, which means that besides the two steps of approval at domestic level, we have a third step of approval, which means that it goes to the UN Security Council. And that really feeds into the principles of multilateralism that were a part of the establishment of the UN post-Second World War. And for me, I think that means that as an EU member state, as one of four countries who are neutral within the EU, it allows us to continue to maintain our neutrality and operate as an EU member state without concern over that. So I think at a time when we are seeing increasing global conflict, geopolitical instability, it is more important than ever that we protect our neutrality. Mm-hmm. And to me, removal of that third step fundamentally alters the triple lock. And that seems to be what the government are putting forward. Now, of course, it's only going to cabinet. We have yet to see a heads of bill on this, so we need to see the detail on it. I fully accept that.
But from what we know so far, this is where we seem to be headed, that the triple lock would be reformed. So Malcolm, to bring you in on that, I mean, do you believe, or what's your response to this argument that this would impact our neutrality?
Well, good morning, Claire. And I would agree with Sinead in that Irish foreign policy must continue to be committed towards multilateralism, that our foreign policy, while we have been militarily non-aligned, we never have been politically non-aligned, and our approach to international conflict has always been based on those Irish values around human rights, the rule of law, and protection of democracy. The difficulty that's there is that actually what the triple lock does is it restricts Ireland's ability to be able to express those views through participation in peacekeeping. So currently, and this is certainly something that would continue to be the case, that if Ireland wanted to take part in a peacekeeping mission, it needs to get the approval, obviously a proposal from government, it needs the approval of the Dáil. But there is the difficulty under the triple lock that one of the permanent members of the UN Security Council, and there are five, Russia, the United States, China, France and the UK, that if one of those exercised a veto, it would prevent Ireland from taking part in a peacekeeping mission. And this has happened, in 2003, when it was proposed that there would be a peacekeeping mission in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, now North Macedonia. Ireland wanted to take part in peacekeeping at the time, but China opposed it. And because China is one of the permanent members of the UN Security Council, Ireland couldn't take part. And given some of the horrific global conflicts we see at the moment, this today, of course, is the third anniversary of Putin's brutal invasion and unlawful invasion of Ukraine, or given the horrors that we see in the Middle East, that if Ireland, in line with our values that we have always expressed and our support for multilateral institutions, I believe that if a peacekeeping mission is to be considered for Ukraine or for the Middle East, that Ireland should be allowed to participate, and we shouldn't have our sovereign decision to do that challenged by a potential veto in the case of Russia, Ukraine or the United States in the Middle East.
Yeah, but why now? Why is it really important to do this now and not back, you know, when this happened before? You mentioned the example in 2003.
Well, there's been, I suppose the world has been changing quite a lot over the last number of years. We didn't see, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. We've seen now also the traditional transatlantic relationship between Europe and the United States under threat, and indeed, Friedrich Merz, who is likely to be the new German chancellor, who would be, you know, very strongly supportive of the transatlantic alliance. If you listen to some of his initial comments, he's seriously concerned about peace and security in Europe.
But it was you guys in Fianna Fáil who wanted to hold firm to this, because in 2013, when Micheál Martin was opposition leader, this was raised, you know, that the government at the time wanted to water down Ireland's commitment to the triple lock. And it was Micheál Martin who described it at the time as being at the core of our neutrality. So what's changed for Fianna Fáil?
Well, what the Taoiseach has outlined is that circumstances have changed. And, you know, core to Fianna Fáil's belief is about the importance of multilateralism, about support for the United Nations, for the European Union, and for the values that I outlined. And in the current context of global affairs, I don't think, and Fianna Fáil doesn't think, that our defence and security policy, that our hands should be tied because of the potential veto of, you know, one of five members.
But you're the party who said that the triple lock was core to our neutrality. And you said that the argument about, you know, countries vetoing our attempts to send peacekeepers, that was the efforts of a wing of Fine Gael to erode neutrality over the years.
But this is not about, let's be clear, this is not about Ireland, because in the context of the discussion at the time, this was about Ireland, you know, potentially being considered as some part of a military alliance or so on. Let's be very clear, that is not on the table. And if you look at what's being...
But if you separate out the triple lock, which your party said at the time was core to our neutrality, now are you saying it's not, or that circumstances have changed and we have to change our stance on neutrality?
Yeah, and when circumstances...
So you are saying we need to change our stance on neutrality?
Yeah. No. What we're saying is we are continue to be committed to a non-aligned policy with regard to military action. So we're not going to be involved in any military alliance. But when it comes to peacekeeping and when it comes to supporting Irish principles at a European and an international level, then those values that we think are important need to be expressed. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be seen in the context of, if we read the programme for government, which is quite extensive, it talks about, you know, first of all, that there is to be a new Oireachtas Committee on Defence and Security, which we haven't had before. There is a cabinet a committee now on security to review our security operations within the state. We're dealing with new challenges around cybersecurity as well.
But the key argument here, and you've heard it from Sinead, she believes that the triple lock is fundamental to our neutrality. Are you saying, just to be really clear, that it's not?
It's not fundamental to our non-alignment, because frankly, and this is why...
But it was, according to Fianna Fáil, some time ago.
But at the time we weren't facing the kind of challenges we do now, with the potential for where we will see the need for peacekeeping operations around the world, with the potential for particularly Russia, China, and indeed the United States vetoing particular decisions. And frankly, in terms of Ireland's current position, I believe that it should be the Dáil and the elected representatives of the people of Ireland who decide
Sinead
our foreign
security
policy.
Sinead is here in front of me, Malcolm, shaking her head. Why, Sinead?
Because, I mean, I suppose if I can start maybe by just talking about the UN, as Malcolm has highlighted, there are issues there, and we don't deny that there are issues there, but rather than walking away from the UN at a time when it as an institution and the standards that it upholds as our global, you know, maintainer of peace, if you like, this is not the time for us to say, no thanks, it's not working, we're going to go this on our own.
Working in this context, because Russia or China or the United States can veto our decision to deploy forces over 12 in number.
And that's why we support broader UN reform, but it's about engaging with the UN and explaining and negotiating as to a better process by which this can happen. There is precedent for UN reform, where besides membership and procedural reform, there are ways in which we can adjust the mechanisms to actually work for us. But what it maintains is that multilateralism. Because if we bring it back to just domestic level, then essentially we are retreating back to the regional blocs that existed before World War II, and allowing those global, those standards and and those structures to really fall apart around us. And that, for me, is the issue. The multilateralism is a fundamental part of our neutrality, and the removal of the triple lock threatens that multilateralism.
So what is the consequence of that, in your view? What's your fear?
Well, I think it's also important to highlight the context in which this is happening, because I think you're right. It's just simply the case that both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, so the two government parties, have moved from a point where they say that the triple lock is fundamental to our neutrality to a point now where they're saying that it is not. But there are other things at play here. So I welcome government spokespeople telling us that they hold neutrality dear, that they recognise the mandate of the Irish people and its commitment to neutrality. But unfortunately, behind the scenes, we are seeing movements that really undermine that. We are seeing munitions move through Irish airspace. We are seeing, and of course it's important to point out that Fine Gael is a member of the EPP, which is led by von der Leyen and really kind of supports that militarisation of Europe. For me, this is the time to double down. We should be, you know, putting into the constitution our principle of neutrality as a country. And we then become an asset within the European Union, respected for our neutrality and able to operate within that context.
So would it be fair to say that you believe Fianna Fáil are being led by the nose by Fine Gael on this?
I have no idea who's leading who in within the government parties, but it certainly seems to me that
But I've given examples from the past where Fianna Fáil have stood firm against Fine Gael's moves to do this in recent years. Now they seem to be at one.
Well, they certainly are at one. There's no question there. I would not assume to, like, I have no idea why they're moving on this internally, why Micheál Martin has gone from saying not only that the triple lock is central to our neutrality, but also that we should not abandon the UN. He's quoted as saying that. And now he's saying the very opposite, that we should walk away from it and that we should keep those two features of the triple lock, which just it is no longer the triple lock. Mm-hmm. But for me, there are, as I mentioned, four countries within the EU that are neutral. It is about us doubling down on that neutrality and absolutely investing in our defence forces. And as a party, we support the same level of funding at level two that the review group determined, which means that we will be able to recruit and retain staff, we will be able to operate our defence forces appropriately and maintain that neutrality. Because I think oftentimes what's happening is there's conflation where people are saying, and I've seen opinion pieces about this, that we're ridiculed on the world stage. And that's not the case. We are ridiculed at the moment because our defence forces are in such a bad place, but our neutrality doesn't have to be ridiculed. And if we actually operate with all of these things from the principle of neutrality, I think we can have a much more, you know, mature debate and discussion around it.
Malcolm, can you address that argument that Sinead has made there, that if we do this, we risk undermining the structures of the UN, and now is not the time to do that?
Well, first of all, the government is deeply committed to the United Nations. There's a very clear and long commitment within the programme for government on support for the UN and supporting multilateralism. You know, ours has been an active diplomacy, and, you know, unlike the Social Democrats who engage in gesture politics and say that we should boycott Washington, D.C. during St. Patrick's Week, we believe in actually engaging with the United States around some of these multilateral issues that are critically important. And I'm quite certain, in terms of issues in the Middle East and Ukraine, that Micheál Martin will bring it up with not just President Trump, but with the other meetings that go on during the week. So you cannot say that you're committed to multilateralism while at the same time, you know, calling for a boycott of engagement with particular world leaders. As a government, we've always been very serious and taken Ireland's defence and security very seriously. And the challenge that we're going to face over the next number of years is, if peace holds in the Middle East, which we all hope it will, and if we move to some sort of resolution in Ukraine where the sovereignty of Ukraine is respected, there may be a need for some peace maintenance operations in those places.
What we're saying to the UN is we don't agree with how your rules work, so we're going to take our ball and take the triple lock and bring this home, bring this decision home. I mean, it's hard to argue against someone who would say that you're undermining the structures. Rather than trying to work on reform from within, you're saying, no, we're out of that structure.
No, what we're saying is, and if you read the programme for government, what it says very clearly, and I'll quote, we support the United Nations, and we say about the UN, and I quote, that we will champion support for multilateralism and a fair rules-based international order at a time when multilateralism has been weakened. So here is our question, though, that let's say that there is a decision around peace maintenance in Ukraine in the coming years. The Irish government, along with the Dáil, supports the principle in terms of Ireland being supportive in some way. It goes before the UN. Russia exercises its veto at at Security Council level. Should that then, under the triple lock, prevent Ireland from contributing and participating? I believe we have to continue to show the strong solidarity that we have done to the people of Ukraine. I think similarly, in terms of in the Middle East, we have to look at, should the US be allowed to exercise a veto? I think it's about Irish sovereignty and us having a serious conversation about defence and security in the 21st century.
I'm going to leave that there, but thank you both, Malcolm Byrne from Fianna Fáil and Sinead Gibney from the Social Democrats. Now, we're going to have the latest from Rome as the Pope remains in hospital. And we'll also hear from Laois after another road death in the county overnight.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.